In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe, we believe. In this broken generation, when all is dark, you help us see. There is only one salvation. We believe, we believe, we believe. The Father, we believe in Jesus Christ, we believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion, we believe that He conquered death, we believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection. And He's coming. Let the lost be found and the dead be raised in the here and now. Let love invade, let the church live out, our God will say. We believe and the gates of hell will not prevail, for the power of God has torn the veil. Now we know your love will never fail. We believe. We believe, let the lost be found and the dead be raised in the here and now. Let love invade, let the church live out, our God will say. We believe, and the gates of hell will not prevail, for the power of God has torn the veil. Now we know. We believe, we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. The resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe.
Let's just start out by praising
Hallelujah.
God a little bit. Amen.
Praise you, God. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. You're awesome and amazing and wonderful. We praise you and exalt you, God. The only one true living God. We praise you and exalt you, God. Lord, before we do anything else today, we just want to say yes and amen to all your promises. Lord, each one of us are here today because we've heard you call us. You have literally nudged us in the Spirit to bring us into the house of God. And so, Lord, today we look forward to seeing what you want to do in us and through us.
In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good morning, everybody. I think it's going to be an amazing supernatural day in the house of the Lord. That's what I'm expecting. Amen? Awesome, awesome. Well, I already prayed, so let's say good morning to each other.
Morning, everybody. I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but it's Pastor Appreciation Month. So, with Mike and Jeanette being back, yes, we want to show a little love to them. So, I asked a bunch of people if they would share an experience, an encouraging moment, sometime that Mike has helped them out, encouraged them, any of the above. So, I know one of our encouraging moments is we wouldn't be married if it wasn't without them. Not only did he marry us, but we've also had many troubling experiences. We've had a few little issues here and there. But, I mean, when we needed Mike, we had big blowouts at our house. I mean, everybody knows it. He was there within 10 minutes of the blowout happening. So, like I said, we wouldn't be married without him. So I really appreciate him, and he's a big encouragement to me every week. So I just appreciate him, having him in our life, and just being there for us. So if anybody else has something, just come on up.
So ditto to what he said. So I have to come up with something new. helping us start the youth group here that is no longer, but that doesn't mean it's gone forever. And just the great appreciation with you taking both of our kids under your wing, especially Mason, who has strayed a little bit, but God is good, and we know that he'll come back. So with all the mission trips, taking him to Haiti, taking responsibility for him, I just really appreciate everything you've done for him. So thank you.
Anybody else got something? Just come on up. Line? We can just make a line. We can just make a line and just pass it on.
Mike, I just want to say to both you and Jeanette that I so appreciate the fact that you are a man who loves the Word, and all of the time that you spend in the Word, and just the depth that you go to make sure that we are getting the truth of the Word, and you don't stray from to the right or to the left. When you preach it, you preach what it is, and that is so comforting to know that you're a man of truth and that you're going to preach what the Word says. So thank you. Thank you both.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So now I got to come up with something new, right? That's easy. That's easy. I look at you too, and we're just blessed. We're just so thankful. And Pastor Mike isn't just a pastor. He's a get-her-done guy. I mean, it doesn't matter how dirty the job is. It's got to be done around here. He'll climb in the attic. He'll do whatever he has to do in there to do that, and he'll do whatever he has to do to help anybody here in their lives. And we're blessed.
I appreciate Pastor Mike and Jeanette. They've been in our lives for quite a while. And I had mother-in-law issues, and you helped us through that. And this is the first church that I've ever gone to where I could actually talk to the pastor and pray with him and have teachings from him. And I just thank you very much. We appreciate both of you and love you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, I don't know where to begin, but I do want to thank Mike and Jeanette for the love that they have for all of us here. I don't think any of us has ever been without their touch on our lives, and I thank you that you are a godly example to all of us. You live what you say. You don't just say it and go away and forget it. You live according to what God's word says, and what you say, you do. You're a true, powerful example for all of us to follow. And we praise you and worship and honor you for the godly man and woman you are. We thank you for all the word and all the love and all the help you've helped each and every one of us here. Bless you both.
We haven't known Mike as long as any of you, or most of you, but I know that Mike does this from his heart. He doesn't do this for us to recognize him, and he's probably a little embarrassed right now because we're all talking good about him, but I know he does this because he loves every one of you, and he doesn't do this for his own edification. He does it to glorify God. Mike's the only person I've ever met that has a history with Elk Rapids like I do, so we kind of connected on that because there's not too many people that go to Elk Rapids every summer and know the things that, you know, we know about it. So,
I just want to say thank you to the both of you for everything, but most importantly for being truthful with us. And when we have ideas, you guys back us up, and we pray about it, and we just go forward with it. And I know the Holy Spirit is moving not only in this place and through us, but through you guys. I think more than what you really think. So just, yeah, I appreciate both of you so very much. Thank you.
Oh, and a special thank you to Jeanette. I learned this morning that behind every good man is a good woman. I was told that. So I was told that this morning, so.
I want to thank you for everything that you've done for Joel and I. You know where we started, and you know where we're going. And I am just so thankful that you put us under your wings, and you've been praying diligently, I know, because I feel it. And you just are a very godly man and woman. Thank you for all you're doing.
Pastor, we just wanted to show our appreciation as well. We just want to say thank you for your faithfulness. Just thinking about all the churches over the last year and a half, 2 years that have just closed up shop, and we know that when we come on Sunday that we're going to get something from God, and we're thankful that you've always kept the doors open and that you welcome us in as family. And so we just want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts for that. And I know Emma, she likes Noisy Sunday, so whoever came up with that idea, I'm sure she wanted to come up and express her appreciation, and she plans on being involved with that in a little bit here.
Not done yet, so if anybody else got anything else, please come up.
I don't know if everybody is aware, but I'm Jeanette's sister. Well, one of many. So I've known Jeanette and Mike from the beginning, and I can just say you're an excellent example. You've been through lots of blows and lots of storms that would have annihilated a lot of people. I've been able to grow because God's used you. And I'm not sure what else to say except I can't thank God enough for you. Thank you.
I just want to, I really appreciate them. I've been with Mike since the beginning. He's my brother. And then Jeanette since the beginning, too. And him getting saved changed my life. If he wouldn't have got saved and been so relentless on Jesus, because back in that time, you know, he was not good, as he said before. We didn't want to be around him. And then he changed, and he's this great, kind, sweet, peaceful person that I was just, like most people said, when it was him, I just wanted to hang up. I welcomed. I was not afraid to call you. I knew where the conversation was going. And, yeah, I just want to thank, because Jeanette, you know, stuck by him, and, you know, I've seen them go through storms, and when you see them go through the storms and come out the other end because it's always God, then that is so encouraging, and you know there is a God. And I just wanted to thank you guys for that, too.
I don't know Mike and Jeanette quite as long as Sue knows them, but we do go back quite a ways. And I can remember when we were still on Wilson Street way back when, and their marriage wasn't really much of a marriage. There's lots of difficulties. I can remember a beautiful young lady sitting on the front part of their sanctuary on a Sunday evening, and it was time for us to mingle and pray in the congregation, pick somebody and go pray. And so I picked her, and I thought, I'm going to really come up with some good stuff and tell her about this. And when I opened my mouth, it came out in tongues, and I started talking about her husband, talking about her marriage, that it's going to go well, and words just came out of my mouth that by the time I got done praying, I was quick to leave because I was embarrassed, because how can you tell a woman that you don't even know that intimate stuff about their relationship but God? And the one thing I want to talk about Mike is he's down to earth. He's got the scripture, he's got the knowledge, but he walks one step at a time. And I just want to encourage both of you. Natalie and I have seen a lot of progress. So when you get discouraged, that's a lie from Satan, because you are both making progress.
I wanted to thank Mike for taking extra time to text us, because we don't get the messages. And also thank you for taking the letters from Colleen. That's so specious and precious. Thank you.
I just have a really practical one that Mike did for me this last year. I was roofing my brother's house, and we spent all day Saturday there, and my back was hurting me on Sunday, and I called my brother, and I said, I really shouldn't come over. I'm hurting too bad. You know, I'm not going to be able to really do much, you know, and Mike was there, and he just says, oh, I'll go help. You know, does he need help? Does he want me to come help? And so I called Ben up. Yeah, you do want Mike over here? And, oh, yeah, we'll take him. Yeah. So he stuck his neck out for me, literally, because he ended up falling off of a ladder on that very same exact day. Yeah. So thank you for that, Mike. You really helped me out in that situation.
Well, Mike and Jeanette, where do we begin? Hiking trails, trips, right? We start. The thing is, you know, now they're not our outlaws, they're our in-laws. Never thought our son would marry the preacher's daughter, you know. But, you are such close friends to us, and we just thank you for sticking by us and standing with us through many hard times in years. And even within the last couple months, Mike showed up at the house within, I don't know, 6 minutes.
Yeah, he was going by and heard we were into some trouble. And our neighbors, who literally have shown up with guns to help us with, to help us with issues of what they were concerned for our safety in a different instance, the non-gun instance, they showed up. They were calling the police because they thought there was a safety issue there, and Mike showed up. I don't know how he got the word, but he showed up. He was driving by or in nearby and showed up there. And so just that kind of practical help has been great. An adjunct to Jeanette's prayer closet is our living room because she comes over and prays every Tuesday morning with Lois, and that's great to see. It's a real... they pray over a lot of things, and I think because Ben and Melanie were coming together, they said, well, we're going to pray over this marriage and this family and this thing that's starting up, these two that are joining together to start a new type of family. And so that's gone really well, and it has just continued, and they've expanded on all kinds of probably all of you are aimed at. We really had a great time doing some fun things, too, with Mike and Jeanette. I'll tell the Pastor Mike story. We were post-holing through a bunch of snow in the backside of the Tetons, and it was miserable going. So that night we camped, and usually the main cool dude in the, or dudette, in the camp, in the camp is the one that gets up and starts the fire. The second one is the person that goes and gets the water, and that you have to make your own water by going down to the creek or lake or whatever. So Pastor Mike didn't do the fire. He did the water. So he was down there doing the water, and we're all loving it. It's like, oh, yeah, great. He took all the bottles or whatever. And he's pumping along, getting the water for us. And there's a giant bear on top of the ridge just above his head. And we're pointing up to the thing and saying, look up behind you. And he's oblivious to it. So we're going, well, no. We said, he's probably got his, you know, K-bar and Marine razzmatazz fighting skills or something. He's going to fight this thing. This was a big bear. It was not a grizzly bear, but it was a big bear. And those are just fun instances. In fact, his niece and Diane's daughter, she was with us. She always finds the dangerous animals, but she hates the animals because she thinks they're scary, but she finds all these dangerous animals. She's the one that found that. And, but Pastor Mike was down there pumping away a water. Obviously, he didn't get eaten by the bear, but the bear was looking for something to eat because Snickers bars are a lot easier than somebody. So, yeah. So those are just kind of the fun things that we've done, but just the backing us up, holding us up in all kinds of ways. You guys are just great, and thank you for being a great pastor. The other thing that I really appreciate about Mike's words that he brings on a weekly basis from here, and then also just as a continuous basis throughout the week or whenever you're talking about the Word of God, is that all of the stuff that's the trendy nonsense in Christendom that is just trash, he doesn't speak that trash. There's no, it's just the Word of God. It's straightforward. It's perfect in 2020, 2021. It's perfect in the stuff that I heard when I was a child, the 1970s, where pastors were just bringing the Word of God. This is the way it is. This is what it said in the Scripture. They're obviously scriptural students, and it would have been the first century, the same word. I just appreciate that, and that is, no matter what happens or what the outcome, if you speak the truth,
that is what you were appointed to do, and I appreciate that.
I literally wasn't going to come up here this morning because I had to work this morning, and I grabbed the wrong shirt out of my thing, and I feel like it's half too big and everything, so I wasn't going to come up here. But I wanted to thank Mike and Jeanette. Jeanette and I have been through a few things where I have had to relieve. We've had long meetings later at night and here with Denise, too, and it's like I have released so much, and I have not been the same person since. But also, Mike, I can't ever thank Mike enough. He knows that I have three kids, the older kids. He knows the way they are. He knows the problems that they have. And they don't come here, but he never stops praying for them. So that's just a symbol to me that he just has it inside of him. It's not just here he's praying for. He's got it all over. And I truthfully agree with Angela. It's going to be something in somewhere because it's all over, and I think it's more than you know.
So I hopefully you feel loved right now. We'd also like to have you come up, and we'll lay hands on you and pray for you. And I'd like to invite anybody that wants to come up and pray for him, lay hands on him, to just join us.
God, we just lift up this precious couple to you right now. We're just so thankful and blessed that they have touched every part of our lives, Lord. And we just ask for your continued blessings upon Mike and Jeanette. And yes, Lord, you know their hearts, and you know how much they care for people in this church body and for people in the community and in the world in general. And we just ask that you continue to fill them up. Keep their cups full, Lord. We ask all of this in your name.
God, we just bless this couple and everything that they do, everything that they touch. And we're just thankful that they're in all of our lives. We're thankful that they've encouraged us in things, maybe some things that we weren't so comfortable in, but pushed us through those, and we're better for it. And we just just ask that you keep putting in him what you've been putting in, because it's working, and we really appreciate it. And we just ask for all the blessings that you can give to them, that you offer to him, and that we just ask that you continue that. Thank you, God.
God, I just have a picture right now of a very large oak tree with many branches branching off of it. God, I think that's an expression of how all of us, our brothers and sisters and you, we branch off and are used in different ways, God, but we all have the same roots. We all come from the same church and from you, Lord God, based and rooted in the foundation of Jesus Christ. We thank you for Pastor Mike and for him sharing your truth with us each day, God, as we can go forth and we can bear fruit on those branches, God, and we can be picked and can be used by you, God. We pray that Pastor Mike would continue in that faithfulness and that they would bear very much more fruit in the years to come.
As we were praying, I saw two different things. Mike, I saw you. First off, it was a picture of your mouth, and your tongue got really, really big. And it was almost like, how can I speak? And I saw then the Lord taking your tongue, and it's going down to the normal size. And he's saying, I'm putting new words in your mouth. They may not feel comfortable to begin with, but they will just come out of your mouth because I have put them there. So don't listen to the lie that I can't say that or, you know, how am I going to speak this? Let the Lord do it. And then for Jeanette, I saw a piece of paper. And we know that you're kind of a black and white person, correct? And on that paper, you're looking at one side of the paper, and you're concentrating on that. And the Lord says, I'm flipping the paper. There's new information on the back. There's a new way I am going to make you walk. And it's all true information. So don't look back. Continue on and just press on.
God, thank you, God, for Mike and Jeanette. And I just thank you for the word that you're speaking through them. And I just sense the feeling that God's got a new thing for both of you, that he's working powerful in your hearts and your minds, and you're going to go forth with power and might. And just like Lois said, with the tongue, God's going to loose that tongue to speak the truth of his word into each of our lives, that you are a true leader and a true son of God that is teaching all of us how to become holy and righteous, because God said we're holy because he's holy. Don't ever fear what comes against you. That God will show you instantly what's of him and what is not of him, and that you will know and that you will speak out the truth that he's putting in both of your hearts, that you will speak out towards everything that his will wants for this body. And I thank you, God, for your power and your might and your authority over them will flow through this whole body in Jesus' name.
God, we just thank you for this man and woman that you've put in all of our lives. And I know I can speak for everybody that we thank you for just putting them in our lives as being the encouragement and the leaders of this church. And we just ask that you continue to fill them up and stir them up and help lead us in whatever direction you have for us. Thank you, God. Amen. And we have donuts, cookies, and all sorts of snacks afterwards.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. It's super encouraging and a little humbling to hear everything that you guys said about us, and we just really appreciate that. And, of course, I know you guys would agree with me that anything good in us and anything good that we're doing, we just want to make sure God gets all the credit and the glory. I know we work hard at serving him and work hard at serving you guys. And I still want to give God all the credit and all the honor and the glory. Because like it says in Philippians, he works in us to want to do his will. And he gives us the power to do that will. And so what you see in our lives is the outworking of God's goodness, grace, and mercy in our lives. Amen? Awesome. So as I start moving around preaching a little bit, I did get a different baptism. I'm going to talk about baptism of the Holy Ghost. I seem to have gotten the coffee baptism this morning, so that's a new one. But I just wanted you to see it so that when I'm preaching out, like, what? Can you see what's going on with him? It's like, no, it's just coffee. This too shall dry. It's not a big deal. Isn't it fun that you can laugh at your pastor? Isn't it fun to laugh in church, even if it's a pastor? So there we go. Well, let's take the offering, and then we'll take Noisy Sunday offering. But first we'll take tithes and offerings. Father God, we praise you and exalt you. We're just so excited to serve you, Lord. It's your goodness that works in us, that makes a life full of joy and purpose even possible. And we praise you and exalt you, Lord. Today we give to you because you first gave to us. So we're just giving back to you what you've trusted us with. And Lord, we ask for your blessing on this offering, that it would totally achieve what you want it to achieve. You give us these funds for a reason. And Lord, we ask that we could walk in your perfect will with every single dollar that we spend. And Father, I ask that you would bless the people that are given, these hands that are cutting these checks or pulling the money out of their wallets or purses or pockets. Lord, would you please bless them? Bless everyone that carries their DNA and bless everything they put their hands to. Would you please do your word, perform your word, watch over your word, make sure it does what you sent it out to do, because you said you love a cheerful giver. So, Lord, as we put money in the plate with a big old smile on our heart and in our mouth, Father, we ask for you to just really pour out your favor on our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Awesome. So if you're visiting here today, we have the regular offering that we're taking, and then in the 4 months out of the year that have five Sundays in them, that happens four times a year, then we do what's called a noisy Sunday, and that's where we ask everybody to bring in their loose change, and we'll ask for some young volunteers to come up and take a bucket, and then as they go through, we dump our loose change in it, and loose change in a metal bucket makes it a very noisy Sunday. And if you're thinking, well, I forgot my change at home, or I didn't know about that, good news. We do accept folding money. So it's not as noisy, but it spends great. So if you're a little short on change, just go ahead and throw some of the folding money in here, and we'll get her done. Come on up, girl. Do we have anybody else that wants to help with this? Wow, look at her excitement. I love it. Anybody else? Awesome. Another young lady. Awesome. Yep, go ahead, go through the crowd. This side, you can go this side. Start with your daddy. Look at him. Worship team, if you'd like to come on up when you can.
Good morning, everyone. Different day in the house of the Lord, right? Amen. Amen. Also, to go along with this, we have two birthdays we celebrated this last week. Sharon is 82. I put a whole extra year, but 82. And then our young Lee is 58, 85. So, happy birthday to you both. There's treats in the back, and then afterwards, there's treats for birthdays, and there's donuts for Pastor Appreciation Day. Yay! Glory to God. Yep. So, will you please stand? Yay, Emma! So the Lord's changing up everything today, isn't he? How many of you have had your day kind of changed already? I sure did. So let's concentrate on what God wants today. God wants something different than all of us planned today. So let's set our minds and our hearts upon him and him speaking through his Holy Spirit to us today. When I close my eyes, I can see your glory. When I raise my hands. I can touch your face when I bow my knee. I stand before you, and Christ is formed in me. Sing when I close. When I close my eyes, I can see your glory. When I raise my hands, I can touch your face. When I bow my knees, I stand. Lord, we just stand before your throne now. We lift our eyes to you. We lift our heart to you, God. Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit power to come.
Come in this place.
invite you in. We invite you.
Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Father, we just thank you again so much. I know you've been doing it for years and years for most of us. But Lord, we just want to say thank you so much for living inside us, for filling us with your very presence. What greater way could you display your love and approval than to literally come and live inside us? Lord, I've known you for 31 years, and it still blows my mind how you show your love to us. I just want to say thank you on behalf of all of us, Father. Thank you so much for this extravagant salvation you've given to us. It's literally over the top, and we thank you and praise you for it. Father, today as we get into your word, as we look in the word, we're going to look at one of the greatest gifts you've given us. You've given us salvation. And then you promised to outpour, to literally baptize us in the Holy Ghost. And Lord, I'm going to talk about these words. I'm going to talk about these scriptures. I'm going to do my little part. But Father, I pray that you would literally do your word to us. Because you say that when we preach the gospel, when we speak your word, you confirm it with signs and wonders and miracles. So, Lord, I'm gonna talk about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I'm looking for you to give us some signs and wonders and miracles, whatever that means, Lord, for whatever the need might be, for whatever your purpose is in your heart for us. Lord, I look forward to seeing you do that today in this service in just a few minutes. And I pray this and I expect it in Jesus' name. And all of my brothers and sisters said, amen. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, Lois. That was wonderful. Amen.